Do in Burbank or in La Brea, whatever, but here in. Lukot Teira Bahad 80, first column, Eis Gimel. Dr. Rebbe is explaining, again, Achesi is the natural instinctive love that the person has to Hashem. By Tzadik continuously, by Benini during davening. Then he says, Rayosi, we give Hashem the bread, the food, which means just like food rots in the ground and then it comes out a big tree, that even though in the seed is no actual color of taste, texture of the fruit, but nevertheless, it becomes the potential of it. And therefore he says, but before the seed is able to produce, it has to germinate in the ground, meaning rotting in the ground means it's bottled to the level. So the same thing, in order for a person to be successful in Torah mitzvahs, he has to do it with the level of bittul, knowing that this is Devar Hashem. He's learning the word of Hashem, not that he's able to understand it. He says now, but now in order for this to be united also with the Nefesh Shulikis, in a tefillah kruya nefesh, davening is called nefesh. Why is davening called nefesh? Like we see in the pasuk, v'eshpech es nafshi, I will pour out my soul, but it means I'll pour out my davening to Hashem. Therefore, a person has to awaken the love in davening. Mi'um kadliba, from the depth of the heart, b'kleis ha-nefesh mamish, b'mitzias nefesh, b'bitul mitzias elav yizbarich. In the level of achesi. In other words, in order to have rayosi, you need to have first achesi. What does the pasuk say? Achesi, then rayosi. What is achesi? The natural instinctive love, or the love which is awakened at the time of davening. So first you need that level of achesi. She'in mesidus nefesh, shebitul anal. Now this level of mesidus nefesh that he spoke about before should be nikva, b'mechin, grained in the head. Believe in the heart, which is the level of chokhmah. Therefore, shalem erachakach aderecha. Now, then after davening, when a person creates this bittul, again, like we learned many times, it's the concept of birchas hatayda, the realization of nesin hatayda del bittul. Then, when he learns tayda, shelemudi bittul gabi chokhmah amlobeshu b'tayrosi. Then, the learning is a different type of a learning. Therefore, the halacha is you have to go from Beis HaKnesses to Beis HaMedrash. First, you have to daven, and then you have to learn. Then, the Or of Teira becomes one, okay? So, the Alter Rebbe is explaining, in order to have this level of Mesidas Nefesh, of the seed, rotting in the ground, that he said in Avedas Hashem, means complete bittul to Hashem, which is going out of our own particular nature, our own particular limitations, and going out to Hashem, that's the level of Mesidas Nefesh, that's the level of Bittul. Mesidas Nefesh means I give up my will for Hashem. That means I don't have a will. I give it up for Hashem. So in order to come to that level of learning Torah and the level of mitzvahs, basically, he's calling, by the way, hello, Daniel. Then you have need the level of bit. Therefore, the proper time of learning is miyad acher tefillah, immediately after davening. The proper time for learning is right after davening. You have the bittul, because otherwise you get lost in the day, you lose that bittul of davening. So right after you awaken the davening spirit, then you go learn. And that's what it says, Ashri Misha Labola Kamatumulta Biyadi. What the Gemara says. Fortunate is the one that comes here and his learning is in his hand. Okay? So the prayer, that's the second Avoida. Now, the next Avoida, remember Dr. Rebbe said at the beginning, there's four Avoidas. There was, here, the four Avoidas are Zriya, that he explained now what it all means, the Aveda bittul and planting. Then the next level is grinding. Right? He's explaining these four levels in Aveda Hashem. So he says, what's the level of grinding? Aveda Satchina, Aveda Hashem, is to have a lev nishber v'nitke. to have a broken heart. In other words, what's grinding? You take the substance and you rip it apart. You grind it up. That's a broken heart. And he says, the word nitka, it's always nishpa v'nitka, means broken. Yeah, nitka comes to the word dochu bamducha, which means grinding in the grinder. By the monitor, it says dochu bamducha. They would grind it in the grinder. So you see the word dochu, nitka, is the level of grinding. What is grinding? That you take the wheat and you grind it up and you separate it until it becomes thin like flour. What's grinding? You take something called wheat and you make it into flour. That you grind it up well. See, Garsana, and the Gemara says, Garsaim Loshin Rechaim Shal Gereses. Garsanafshi, the expression in the Gemara is, my soul was ground. Not grounded like parents ground kids. Grounded in is a grinder. So what does grinding mean? Grinding means, again, the broken heart of the person. Then you have Lisha, then you have kneading the dough. When you add water. What is that? Shanes in my bekemach. The chabram lasses guf echad v'isachas. Then you put water. It's very interesting if you think about it. You take the wheat. You break the wheat into separate particles, and then you remake it into one big particle again, one big thing. The dough. You grind it up to make it separate particles, and then the next. L'chay, you could. Why did they still could have made? You could just take the thing and make it into dough. No, you have to grind it up, meaning separate it into a million different particles, meaning there's no egotistic substance because it's just a bunch of little particles, but then you need to knead it with water. Again, what's water? Water is ava, chesed. So after you take the broken, you have the broken heart. You make it into different particles. Again, the level of bittul. Then you put mayim, the level of ahava, into the particular parts. Then moshuch achrav kamayim shliya bechinas pirid chasishol, that there shouldn't be any separation anymore. What does kneading do to the flour? The flour are different, separate particles. Halachically, the separate particles. Then when you put it together with water, it becomes one again. That means, again, after the bittul, you make no pirud, then you make achdus. So first you have to create bittul, and then the next level you have to create unity. Like the water unites all the particles together. That's even halachically, it's interesting. According to many opinions, if they're not separate particles, there's no din of lush. There's no din of grinding. I'm saying, normally the definition of grinding is you make into separate particles. Therefore, you can't mash things on Shabbos. But many opinions say, like avocado and banana, when you mash them, they don't become separate entities. It remains all stuck together. It's not the concept of grinding. Grinding means they become separate particles. By avocado and banana, this is what the many parts of machleik is, but since a shulchan knows that it's not considered grinding, because grinding by definition means it becomes separate particles. Here he's saying it becomes separate particles, then you add ava into it to make it into the level of achdus. We're not learning that now. B'chein is sofia. And then you have the baking. What does baking do? Chisak if mincha korban mincha mafisanu. You can't part this.
Oh, no?
No.
You're not staying here?
Yeah, but the workers are soon going to come. There's construction going on.
Before the davening?
Yeah, they come early sometimes.
Which
part? You have to park on the street. That's all I could tell you.
What is the idea of the first thing? What is it? The first is...
Planting.
So what does that mean?
The level of planting that you take the seed that has only the potential of nothing here, and then you plant it in the ground, it becomes bittul.
What's the avodah?
Tefillah. No, he says basically 11 Mesiris Nefesh of Torah Mitzvahs. Then the next level, he says, is Tefillah. Uksiv. Takriv, and then it says, Korban Kiv Sakriv, Korban Min Chamafi Tanit Sit Takriv Bela Yud. V'yash Em Le Mesiris, meaning, Shanefesh Reitzel is Gariv Ba'atzma L'Hashem. Then he says like this, V'chi Sakriv, Korban Min Chamafi Sanit. So the Alter Rebbe says, it doesn't only mean simply when you bring a flower offering that you bake. He said, V'chi Sakriv, you want to become closer to Hashem? You have to bake. You have to bake. What is baking? Azai tiya mafe samu. Share bake it in the oven, like it says. But the curses, by the way. But also, etzin noshim lachem mechem betanu echad. There will be such a curse that 10 women will have to use one oven. Because they won't have, you know. He says, then, what does it mean? What does baking do? She yitzay to believe it is be'esh ava. That he should awaken within the heart this burning flame of fire in the level of Echad, to become one. In other words, what does it mean? When you bake the bread in the oven, did the whole bread become heated through and through? What is the heat? Avos Hashem. In other words, first you need the Aveda of Zriya, you need the Aveda of Bittul. Then you need the Aveda of grinding and making it into separate particles, the broken heart. Then you need to add water to it, which causes the Achdus in the whole thing. And then after you have Achdus, then you're able to permeate the entire being with the level of an oven. In a way of the Malin Seviv, the Kula Kameh Kli Choshev Mamsh, that nothing is considered anything at all. Ashal came to slide this is live nafshe. Then his fire will become inflamed. Listakol v'yikored the malka to look into the glory of Hashem with his battle keach nefesh mutzem ba'atzmus, and then the nefesh will become completely bottled and become mamish one with Hashem. The mamish become one with Hashem. You say to me, Aves Hashem, the dafka be'bul vad. And they'll have more, a greater level of Hashem, l'davka be'bulvad. In other words, like this, the baking creates a stronger love of Hashem, that's all he's interested in doing, becoming baked in the fire of godliness.
Which was the lifetime practice?
Yeah, better start now. Chinas ma'am kin ma'am. By the way, one sec, there's an interesting thing. We know that Siddhis explains all the curses are really brachas. This pasuk that he just said, which is by the klolos, by the way, that 10 women are going to bake the bread in one oven, simply it means that they'll be so poor, the 10 women will have to share one oven. But if you take it according to Siddhis, 10 women is the 10 keichas of the nefesh. They're going to bake, all 10 levels of the nefesh are going to be baked in one oven. Meaning the ava will be ba'achtus, will be one aveda for all of all 10 keichas of the nefesh. That's in a deeper sense, that's the aveda of achtus of all 10 keichas of the nefesh. By the way, it's like the famous story that there was a chassid that used to daven long, and one time they asked him about, he said, I tried to daven with a minion. He said, I tried to daven with the tzibur. The time they saw him, he was davening 10 hours. So they said, we thought you daven with the minion. He said, what I meant is, I tried to daven with the 10 powers in my soul. That's my minion. The 10 powers of the soul is my personal minion. He says, I tried to daven with, that means all my 10 powers of the soul are trying to daven. That's what I meant. And he says, and what's interesting is, first you put water in to knead it, the dough, and then you bake it, which is again, mayim and esh, which again seemingly are two opposites. Just like fire and water are two opposites by nature. Water by nature unites Eish b'teva mefarad u'mafrid. How you say this? Fire, though, separates the elements. It says in Sfarim that when you burn something, okay, well, we know water connects. You take dough and you put mayim in it, so it's mechaber it. That's the avodah of mayim. But Eish and the other one, when you burn something, you see eventually the four elements. The ash at the end is the off element of offer of dirt. And then you see the smoke coming up, that's ruach. And the fire is the fire. But also you look into fire, there's always some like wetness, moisture in the fire. That's the element of mayim. But what does a fire do? It separates the four elements. Now you have air, and now you have earth, and you have fire and water. Water, on the other hand, connects. So besides the fact that water comes down, fire goes up, this is cold, this is hot. In addition to that, it says mayim connects and fire separates.
The smoke is the water.
No, the smoke is the smoke. But there's moisture. You look in a fire, you see there's some moisture. Yeah, but that's not the air is the ruach. And he says, Kacho ava b'rish. Kaneda she'esh mispardim kol ha'yaseidus. Okay, fire separates all the elements. She said that mayim yetzir ba'ashim. He says the water comes out through the smoke, but that's the moisture that you see. V'yaseidu afenasa efim mefuzet. Kacho ava b'chinas rish be'esh is the level of the love from a burning fire is different than the ava shebchinas mayim. Okay. In other words, like this. This in Tanya, the Alter Rebbe speaks about Ava Kirish Be'esh, and there's Ava B'Tanugim. There's a love of pleasure, and there's a love that's a burning fire. And the Alter Rebbe elaborates in Tanya, in the later Prokem, a lot about what's the difference between Ava B'Tanugim and Ava Kirish Be'esh. When you're near water, you want the water and you're near the water, you don't have a longing to water because you're there. So what ava do you have? A love of enjoyment. Neshamas in Gan Eden, because they feel elokus, don't have a burning love of Hashem because I'm far away. My soul is longing and thirsty to you in a dry, desolate land. If you have it, in the neshamas in Gan Eden have elokus, they feel the ziv hashchina. So they don't have this burning love of Hashem from the distance. There's another type of a love of Hashem. By the way, these are both levels of tzaddikim. There's a tzaddik that has it out of Ava Kirish Be'esh, and there's the Ava B'Tanugim.
Rebbe and Chassidim.
Huh?
Rebbe and Chassidim, when they're close and when they're far.
Yeah. Or somebody you love, you're fine. If abstinence makes the heart grow fonder, right? So when you're away from somebody you love, then you have I can't wait to see them. When you're there already with the friend, you say, go home already. No, but say when you're there, then you don't have this longing of Ava, you're there. So that's the two Avedas of Eish and Mayim. There's Aved of Eish, is a burning fire to have this longing to become close to Hashem. And Aved B'Tanugim is what it is with Mayim. But because Aved Shemayim, which is the Dovkabet, Hanashitu Chor Atmos Musa Nefesh Dvuka Be'yiz Bore. That, what is it? Aved B'Tanugim means, the Alter Rebbe is explaining, like water binds together, water needs the dough, K-N-E-A-D, needs the dough. So this Ava binds the Jew with Hashem. But Mashen kim b'chinas rish be'es ha'ava shemefareres keches ha'nefesh m'muhusim v'atzmusam, it separates the powers of the person. V'tishpachtech ha'nefesh shalchei kaviya erintzav baruch u'mamash, and it causes the person to be the longing of Hashem, meaning there's no binding with Hashem yet. It's a longing to be close to Hashem. And that's the two levels of adding water to the dough to connect it, and the level of cooking, which actually separates things, by the way. When you bake something, it loosens up. Because that's the concept of fire, to loosen up the nefesh. And that's in Avedas Hashem, there's Ave B'Tanugim, Ave Kadosh Bayesh. And another thing, that's one level of baking. There's another level of baking, Hibachina Safiya. Kresha Kosa is the level of another aspect of baking, like it says, Vayamaya Yesu. What does it say there? Oh, okay, we'll continue. Huh?
Beg them.
Since I know how many have no sin.